Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all.
Strategies.
All right, we're ready to take this thing to the next level and start doing some marketing. We want to put our emphasis on internet and word of mouth marketing. All right, so we definitely would appreciate your participation in the conversation. All right, we have as our special guest, Mrs. Brenda Fogel, who will be talking about transfer of wealth and intergenerational wealth. And she'll be joining us a little later in the show, talking about those very interesting and exciting topics. All right, now we know we got so much going on. We got this great self-reparations program going on, and we're connecting the dots with so many entrepreneurs and organizations. We just learned about Sister Peggy Dobson, who has her own TV network, which is called UBC. All right, and check it out at UBC TV Network.com, UBCTVnetwork.com. And this sister, Peggy Dobson, she was a guest on the PAT platform on Wednesday. As you know, unfortunately, I didn't have the chance to meet her face-to-face because I'm not in New York. I'm in a little town right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, called Marietta. But I will be coming back. All right, so I'm just here for a little while. But this sister was very, very powerful because she has her own TV network. And, you know, check it out when you get a chance, okay? At UBCTVnetwork.com, and she's doing some great things. And as we said, we're talking about marketing, okay? We want to take this thing to the very next level. And perhaps you might have some great ideas in terms of things that we might do to, you know, to market what we're doing. Now, basically, what my plan is that I'm going to continue with the investing. All right, this is a great time for investments, a very, very great time for investments, because unfortunately, while the dollar is being devalued and it is declining in value, the cryptocurrencies are going through the roof. All right, we mentioned about this opportunity called Tron Case. And when we mentioned it 2 weeks ago, the Tron cryptocurrency was less than 6 cents. Did you hear what I said? 6 cents a coin. And it is now over 11, 12 cents a coin. I think the last time I checked, it was 12 point something a coin. So it has more than doubled in value in 2 weeks. All right, now just a little basic discussion of probability versus possibility. Okay, we know that this coin called Bitcoin is hot. In the last 6 months, it has increased 6 times in value, going from $10,000 to now just over $60,000. All right, and Tron, which when I first heard about it about 6 months ago, it was about 2.5 cents, and it's over 12 cents. So you can do the math, okay? It is more than increased more than 5 times in value. Now let's check out. Let's consider possibility versus probability. It is quite possible that Bitcoin could, let's say, it's at 60,000, that it could double and go to 120,000. All right, now you have Tron at 12 cents. For it to double in value, it would only have to go to 24 cents a coin, less than a quarter, less than 25 cents. So the question is, which is more probable? okay? Because let's say, for example, Tron, for Tron to go to, let's say, a dollar, right? It would have to, let's put it at 12.5 cents. That means it would increase in value 8 times. And it would go from 12.5 cents, okay, from 12.5 cents to 25 cents is doubling, all right, to 50 cents is 4 times, to a dollar would be 8 times. So now let's look at Bitcoin, which is 60,000. For Bitcoin to increase eightfold, it would have to go to 60,000 times 8. All right, that would be $480,000. It is quite possible for that to happen, but how probable is it? All right, so we're talking about probability versus possibility. The possibility of Tron increasing 8 times in value is definitely more likely than Bitcoin to increase 8 times its value. So what you should do is invest in them both, all right? And my recommendation is there are many, many strategies, and I want to just state that I am not a financial advisor. I'm basically educating you about what's happening in the crypto markets and giving you some ideas as to how you might, you know, or take advantage of what has happened in the crypto space. But there is an opportunity which is very, very secure, all right? It ranks very high in the area of due diligence, and that opportunity is called froncase.io, froncase.io, okay? Now, when you go to that site, you will see the audit reports, okay? In other words, the smart contract has been audited by 2 independent firms, all right? Now, without going into technical explanations, a smart contract basically is a contract which is executed by the computers, all right, certain, you know, things that are put in, and it must follow the computer input. It cannot be changed. It cannot be altered, okay? And because it is involved in what's called the blockchain, which is basically a chain of computers exercising certain computer instructions worldwide. We're talking about thousands of computers that are agreeing on certain computations. All right, it is virtually impossible for anything that's on the blockchain to be hacked. Company, in addition to the audit reports, you have to listen to the webinars, which there is a webinar every day of the week at about 5 o'clock. Contact me if you're interested. I will send you the link for the webinar. In other words, just text me and say Tron webinar link, or just say Tron link, all right? And, of course, my number is 347-277-2196. And text me at that number. I will send you the link. And it just so happens that on Saturday, the presentation was brought by a black brother who is very, very interesting. I'll put it that way. He presents in a very, very exciting and informative way. And you'll learn about all the great things that are happening as relates to this opportunity called Tron Case. They're going to be starting a very lucrative swap, an exchange in which coins are swapped. But for example, you might be swapping Bitcoin for Tron, Ethereum for Tron, you know, different coins for different coins. And these swaps are very lucrative. Why? Because in some geographical areas, some coins are kind of difficult to get. for example, Tron is one of those coins. It falls into that category, and you have to be very careful about where you purchase it from, because it can make a world of difference in terms of fee. Do not know what you're doing, or go to an exchange and pay 10 times more than what you could pay on another exchange. Case in point, a friend of mine wanted to convert some Tron into some Bitcoin into Tron, and he went to an exchange and he basically was trying to convert $200 of Bitcoin into Tron. So he went to this exchange, I won't call its name, but he went to the exchange and he paid $28, or no, correction, $22 for his $200. And then I said to him, you know, I think I could have saved you some money by going to another exchange. And I went to this other exchange, which I will call its name. It's called Changely. Okay, Changely. And the cost was less than $2. So he received over $198 worth of Tron as opposed to $178 worth of Tron. So you have to be very, very careful and knowledgeable about exchange, because there is great variance in the price. Okay, but we're talking about marketing. The Reap More Network, okay, remember the name of the show is Let and Reap More. And Reap More is the name of my vision, which I am calling Reap More Network. And we're at the point now where we want to start marketing and getting the word out about its existence via word of mouth and the internet. We want to use both word of mouth and the internet. You know that the your traditional MLM, multi-level marketing company, prides itself on the fact that the overwhelming majority of their marketing is through word of mouth. But I have decided that I'm going to use both word of mouth and internet marketing to get the word out about the Reap More Network. My slogan is Reap More Network, where better ideas reap more. All right, because I do have a ton of ideas that I will be launching, one of which is, I'll share one with you. We're going to start a bill reduction service. You can pay less for certain bills. We'll be starting out probably with cell phone bills. We will cut your cell phone bill in half. All right, now here's going to be the formula. All right, on your own, your bill will be cut in half as follows. You pay your normal bill in full to Reap More Network before it's due, at least 2 weeks before it's due. All right, you will pay the full bill. Now, what will happen is we will then pay half. Okay. Okay, and so the following month, you will send us half of the payment, and we will add the other half, okay? The first time, you have to make the full payment, all right? Okay, so it's the same as if you had been paying it to your, you know, to the regular phone company. But from the second month on, you will just pay half of the bill, and we will pay the other half. Now, here's what's going to happen. If you spread the word about this bill reduction plan with other persons, here's how it will work. If three persons join the bill reduction service, then we knock your cell phone bill, we knock 75% off of it. If you share this with five persons or more, we will knock 100% off the bill. Your cell phone bill has now been eliminated. All right, And it's definitely a win-win, because remember, the people that you are sharing it with, they're going to be able to get the same benefit of having their bill cut in half. If they share it with three people, 75%. If they share it with five or more, 100% of the bill will be paid by Reap More Network. So basically, we're exploring some ways of getting the word out. We're very excited about doing something in which we can involve younger people. So the internet piece is very important, because rather than paying established firms, we want to pay young people who have some of these skills in terms of graphic arts and content writing and design and the whole thing, to help us basically get the word out. We know that the millennials, as they're called, the younger people, are very good in this area in terms of they know how to work the internet, they know how to share, and they know how to do Facebook Lives and watch parties and a whole nine yards in terms of spreading the word via the internet and social network sites. So we want to involve, and we want to hear your ideas in terms of how we can best make this happen. We do not have an unlimited budget. We do have a budget. You know, we're going to start small and scale. Start small and scale. Because think about it, just going back to the bill reduction service, if you can reduce your bills, some bills which you have to pay, I mean, if you want to talk on your phone, you have to pay that bill, all right? If you want to eat, you have to buy groceries, all right? If you want to drive a car, you have to pay the car note. If you want to live in a house, you have to pay rent and or mortgage. So let's keep it real. Even if your house is paid for, you may have to pay some taxes, real estate taxes. So we're talking about reducing bill reduction, all right, so that you now have more disposable income with which to invest. You've got more money to invest, because the investment opportunities are really great now. I want to emphasize that, for example, you can get more interest on your money in 1 day, than the bank will pay you in a whole year. Now, for those of you who do not know, there are 365 days in a year, 366 in a leap year, all right, which happens once every 4 years, okay, which means that if you can get more money in 1 day, then the difference is 365 to 1. All right, 365 to 1. That means if you put, let's say you have $100 in a typical bank account, in the course of 1 year, at let's say 1%, okay, you're going to make 10 cents on your $100. That same $100, if you put it into an account where you can get one, let's say 1% a day, 365% a year, that means that your money will, you will have $365 end of a year as opposed to $100.10. All right, I mean, there's absolutely no comparison. All right, it does not make any sense. Not that I'm suggesting to anyone to empty out your savings account, put it all into crypto opportunities, no. But certainly put some into the crypto opportunities and let your money work for you. You can flip the script, because at the end of the year, you know, the difference is so great. I had mentioned many times, let's say you want to become a billionaire. Right now is the time when it could happen. You could get your hands on $2,000. $2,000 can become over $1 million in the current investment you know, markets. Now, of course, there's no guarantee that these high interest opportunities and these cryptos are going to keep behaving the way they are. The idea is, and don't forget this, that money makes money. As you begin to make money, you begin to diversify and go into new pools of profit, which is why I love the network marketing concept. Because once you have that downline, once you have that infrastructure, you open up the doors, you open up the windows for multiple streams of income. There are so many great companies, so many great opportunities. MoroccoNet, okay, Alfie, Organo Gold, Primerica. There are so many, many great opportunities out there for products and services that you can now take advantage of. You know, I don't want to start naming them all because I know I'm going to forget, but there are just so, so many great ones. And once you have the infrastructure in place, what is to stop you from joining one, make some money, join another one, make some money, join another one? Now you're making more and more money, you got more and more money to invest. You can literally, I'll put it this way, I don't want to use the word rich, because for some people, rich means $1 million, and for other people, rich means $100 million. So, but we'll use the word, you can experience substantial financial increase, all right? Substantial financial increase can be experienced. And then you'll be able to say, ain't no stopping me now, all right? We're going to pause, take a little music break. Let's listen to that song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. All right. It's on reason. All right.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
How can we sing that song, okay, if we are making progress and we just work together? I love that word together. We can sing that song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, Ain't No Stopping. And I like it to keep it with us. I was going to flip it to Ain't No Stopping Me Now, but I think I like it better, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. All right, we're talking about an idea of bill reduction. So that if you are financially challenged and you have no money to invest because your bills are now lower, now you have more disposable income. Okay, our queue is slowly but surely beginning to fill up, and we do have our special guest on the line. This is Brenda Fogle, our finance expert, who is going to be sharing with us some information concerning transfer of wealth and intergenerational wealth. Two very, very important concepts that we need to. We talked about transfer of wealth a few months ago, but we need to keep that, you know, that's, this is happening as we speak. It's not something that's going to happen. It is in the process of happening. So let's listen carefully to Mrs. Brenda Fogle. Her mic is now open. Brenda, take it away.
Thank you, Gregory, and welcome, Neo Nation, and welcome aboard, everybody. And what's so fascinating is that I just got a copy in the mail of the 50th anniversary edition of Black Enterprise Magazine. And I have been following Black Enterprise Magazine probably for 30 years myself, and it helped me along the way to establish some of the principles that we need as Black people to grow our wealth. And interestingly enough, one of the articles here is entitled Multi-Generational Wealth or Intergenerational Wealth. And what happens is that we as Black people, we struggle, we die, and how often has somebody died and you have to pass the hat around just to get somebody buried? That happened very recently with someone that I know. So that means that there was no preparation made in advance, even for a burial. So people don't even prepare to bury themselves, and then the family has to scrape around to get that money. But what I'm mostly interested in and what I have been interested in is a legacy for children and grandchildren. Because what happens is we have to start from scratch with every generation, and what's happening now is we're even starting behind the eight ball, because if we go to college and graduate, now we're starting with student loans. And what's happening is that we're having these boomerang children that graduate from college, and rather than going out on their own, they're coming back home to live with mama, and they never get a chance. I call that a failure to launch, because they're not in a position to launch to get their own house or their own apartment, because they're saddled with debt right out of the gate. You know, this is a tragedy. So they're not able to buy a house. You know, in our community, you know, a lot of people are not getting married. You know, they can't afford, you know, they want to have this big wedding. They can't afford a wedding, and so on and so on. And this cycle just continues to repeat itself without any thought or any planning as to how you're going to prepare not only for your future, but for the generations that come behind you. Now, as you may know, I spent 20 years, you know, on Wall Street at Morgan Stanley, and I saw how our white brothers and sisters do things totally differently than we do. For the most part, it's a different mindset. So, you know, for us folks, black folks, you know, we wanted to have all of the latest, you know, you're working on Wall Street, you know, you're making a little bit of money. You know, you got to have the latest Louis Vuitton bag. You got to have the nice shoes. You know, now you got the red bottom shoes, you know. You got to drive, you know, back then it was Cadillac. Now it may be, you know, a Lexus or whatever. And I'm looking at my boss and his boss, and they're not dressing extravagantly. You know, their wives came in, I thought they'd be, you know, bejeweled and whatnot, and they look really kind of like plain Jane to me, you know. So the sisters, you know, we all dressed up, and they're just looking plain. And I'm saying, you know what, they're making all of this money. How come they're not dressed like that? But see, what I learned, and thank goodness I did learn, was that they have different priorities, you know, and your priorities and your mindset is really what makes the difference in your financial success and the success of your children and their children. So what they did with their money, first of all, they buy a house. You know, so we rent. Now, what I would suggest for our community, you know, houses are very expensive now. So the key probably now is to buy a multifamily house. You know, maybe get with your family, put the money together, buy a house so that you can share in that mortgage, or if it's just you and your nuclear family, buy a two-family house. It may be a little smaller than what you want, but at least get started, okay? So at least you have some rent coming in to help you pay that mortgage. Now, I have a personal girlfriend. She lived in New Jersey where I live. And things got really expensive, and she moved to Pennsylvania. Believe it or not, when she moved to Pennsylvania, she was able to buy a house, and her mortgage was actually, believe it or not, a little less than the rent she was paying. And now she has the pride of home ownership, and she's building equity in that house. I mean, I'm just so proud of her. It's just amazing to see. So this article on multi-generational wealth, going back, and you might want to pick this up. It's a 50th anniversary edition, and it tells the whole history of black enterprise for the whole 50 years with Earl Graves, Senior and Junior. And there's a quote here that I found really fascinating that says, "The net worth of a typical white family is nearly 10 times greater than that of a black family." And here are the numbers. The net worth of a typical white family is approximately $171,000 versus for a black family, $17,150. So can you imagine that in the same country in this day and age? Of course, we know some of the reasons why, the systemic racism, so forth and so on, but a lot of it is mindset, like I was saying, and priorities. So we have to stop the extreme consumerism, you know, the latest this, the latest that, and think about investing some of that money or saving some of that money. I know that when I first started working in 19, but it was actually in the 70s. Can you believe that? And I would go to the bank. That's when we had to actually physically walk our paycheck to the bank, you know, and I would save a certain amount every 2 weeks, got paid every 2 weeks, okay, and put a certain amount aside for savings. And believe me, it wasn't much, but it did add up, and you want to have a little cash reserve in case of an emergency, you know, a doctor bill or whatever it may be. You know, just this week, just yesterday, our hot water heater went out. You know, I got up in the morning, no hot water. So what did I have to do? I had to call emergency service. So this was an unanticipated expense that we had to endure. But fortunately, we have a little fund put aside for such emergencies. Now imagine if you don't have the money and you know you got to have hot water, okay? What are you going to do, right? You put it on a credit card. Well, I put it on my credit card, but I'm going to pay that bill, much as I don't want to, but I'm going to pay it in full when that bill comes in, because I do not want to pay the interest payments, because that's just throwing money away. So we have to think about the future of our children. Maybe we should open up a 529 college plan. I mean, I have a friend who just had a grandbaby, and I told, you know, so I wanted to send a gift. And I said, well, listen, open up a 529, and I will send you some money to christen that account. And what happened? I haven't heard back from her. She has not done it. Can you believe this? Now, I'm offering to finance or to get started a 529. The baby's just born, so she's probably expecting me to send some diapers or something like that. So this is what I'm talking about. I don't want to send you diapers. I want you to open up a 529, and I can maybe send money on a birthday or whatever, and you encourage other people to do that. I mean, you can get the toys yourself. You know, the kid plays with the toy. Her kid is playing with the box more than the toy. So why should I send something like that when we can get started on a 529? And, of course, by her not really understanding the value of this, I have not heard a word, and the baby's 2 years old. And I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting to see what happens, you know. I haven't sent any more gifts. Can you believe this? When someone offers that and they don't take you up on it? So that just shows me the depth of the lack of our understanding of compounding over time. So, you know, you start early, because when this child has to go to college, they may still have to take some loans, but maybe it won't be nearly as much. Maybe it'll be half, maybe it'll be a third, so that they have a chance to launch and not come back as a boomerang kid, okay, because then you never get a chance to live. So the main pillar of setting this up for black people is home ownership. That really is the main pillar. So if you're renting, or you want to change your situation, you know, interest rates are at an all-time low, all right? Interest rates are at an all-time low. Now is the time to really think about it, consider it. Maybe you have to double up. I mean, a lot of our Asian brothers and sisters, they will have two families live together just to meet these goals, so that they can take that extra money and have tutors for their children. That's what they do. They value education so that their kids can get in and get scholarships at various different institutions, so they'll double up in the housing. Now, what I would suggest, you know, we don't like to all bunch up. So you want to have look at a multi-family house. You know, you and, you know, another family member or whatever, you can put your monies together and get that house so that you stop paying rent and you build equity in your home. In addition to that, then you can take out an equity line based on the amount of equity that you have in the house so that you can do some other things. The best thing to do would be to take that equity. What are you going to do? You're going to buy another house, and then you can have tenants and be the landlord. Of course, there's some challenges that come along with being a landlord, but you can learn as you go and have another income stream and have more real estate. In addition, there are other types of investments that you can get involved with. And like Gregory, I tell you, well, you know, I'm invested in the stock market because, you know, you don't spend 20 years on Wall Street and not be invested in the stock market. However, like Gregory, I too see the value of multiple income streams. And, of course, as he was talking about, now I'm really into the crypto space. It is so fascinating. This is going to be the biggest transfer of wealth in history. This is unprecedented times that we live in terms of the digitization of money. China and Japan, they are way ahead of us. They have digitized money. This is coming here sooner rather than later. They're probably just figuring out how to do it because everyone's going to have some type of card or whatever. It'll be a stable coin. It'll be digital money, but it'll still be centralized. The difference with cryptocurrency is that it is decentralized. It is not controlled by your local bank, okay? And you can send money around the world from one wallet to another. Look out, Western Union. Pretty soon they're going to be out of business once everybody catches on to the value of cryptocurrency. So I won't, you know, go over again what Mr. Hall was referring to in terms of Tron. That is just one altcoin. Like he said, one Bitcoin is close to $60,000 now. So you can get a piece of a Bitcoin, though. But the real growth is in these altcoins, as he was just talking about Tron. There are several others out there, you know, Stellar, Cardano, you know, Monero. There's so many coins. If you just had a cryptocurrency portfolio with the top 10 coins, a little bit in each one, you will be in great shape. You will be so far ahead of the pack, you won't even know, you won't even recognize yourself in a couple of years from now. Look at what you did in the crypto market. But in addition to that, Mr. Hall talked about Tron case. That is a great way to get started because you can earn three times your money there. Just in about 200 days, you can have three times your money. Can you imagine that? So if you started with $100, you would end up with $300. I mean, it's unbelievable the types of opportunities that are out here now. And, you know, people are struggling, but you can start small, build up, and work towards that home ownership. And so that you can pass that house down to your children and their children, they can sell that house and get something else, something bigger, better, whatever. So that's my story, Mr. Hall. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share some of this wisdom with your audience.
Okay, Mrs. Brenda Fogle, I wanted to ask you two questions because you said a lot of great things. I wanted you to, just in case our audience didn't understand the meaning of this particular word that you use, digitalization, could you explain what that means?
Okay, so that means that we're used to, right now, we're used to dollar bills and coins, you know, paper money and quarters and nickels and dimes. That is going away. You know, we are all familiar now with a debit card or a credit card. So basically that is digital money. Even if you get direct deposit with your paycheck, that is digital, okay, because they're just debiting your account. So what's going to happen is there will be no more money. The bank is going to say, well, come bring your money in, and we're going to credit your account. So there will be no more money. So what money as we know it, okay, it'll all be digital, on the computer.
Internet-related, computer-related money,
yeah.
Right.
Interrelated, yeah. But what happens with that is, so if you want to have a plumber come to your house, like we had a tree taken down last week or so. It got hit by lightning, and we had to have the tree come down. That was another unanticipated expense. But be that as it may, we were able to pay the guy in cash, right? So now, once the money becomes digitized, you will no longer be able to pay anybody in cash. So there's no more under-the-table money. You know what I mean? So everything is going to be recorded. Everything is going to be on the blockchain. You know, this digital money is going to be on the blockchain. It'll be recorded. And so now, so my tree guy, I would have to pay him, you know, like from my card to his card, and it'll be recorded, and then he'll have to pay taxes on that money. So
right,
everything is going to be very, very different going forward. So we need, you know, to kind of prepare ourselves for that by taking advantage of crypto, because the digitized money is centralized, you know, through the banking system, through the federal government, so forth and so on. But the crypto space is decentralized, so it's not controlled by the government. And they will be parallel systems. So we do need to take advantage of the cryptocurrency at this time.
Okay, I got another question. Enlighten us a little bit more about the concept of transfer of wealth.
Okay, so what happens is that we all start out from, I'm talking about the black community now. You know, we start out from scratch. You know, you go to school and you have to get a job, and you start out and there's no money. And then when your parents pass on, they're not really leaving you any money. They may have a small insurance policy. Usually it's just enough to bury, take care of some bills, but there's no money left over for you to further your life, for you to get a house, for you to invest in some assets, for you to build up your life and your assets, okay? So we don't pass on wealth generally in our community. I mean, some people do, but most of us do not, so that each generation is scraping from the very beginning. Whereas you need to have a plan, you know, you should have a will. First of all, you need to have some insurance, right, so that when you go, they don't have to pass the hat to bury you. I think everyone should be responsible, you know, for at least burying themselves, right? Why should you have to depend on other people at the very end to bury you? So have some insurance, but have a little extra, you know, so policy, so that you can leave that to your children, and maybe they can at least pay off some debt and start fresh. So then you want to invest, and you want to build on that. You want to build more. You want to invest, and you want to leave a legacy for your children and your grandchildren, so that they do not have to struggle starting out of the gate, so that at least if they want to go to college, at least that can be paid for, so that they're not saddled with debt when they graduate. All right, so that then that they're able then to be able to get married and start a family of their own. Now in our community, that's not happening as much as it used to. You know, people are maybe just living together, or they're having babies out of wedlock, and this just creates a cycle of poverty. You know, when you don't have a family structure, you know, everything starts with, you know, the family, you know?
Right.
You have to, and you could have a two-parent household rather than a single parent, then that child has a better chance of success. And then that new family can build to leave, you know, monies or investments to their children so that they don't have to struggle. You know, so it's all about look, and you know, you can do it instead of thinking about buying that $300 pocketbook or whatever it may be. You know, you have to put some money aside. You have to budget. My grandmother always said, pay yourself first. Pay yourself first. Then she said, then pay the landlord, because, you know, we didn't live in a house. We lived in an apartment. So she paid herself, then she paid the landlord, you know. But you have to have some savings, but it's a mentality. You have to think in terms of when you get paid. It's not really about the amount. It's about being consistent and sticking to it and not touching it. Because if you have an emergency, then at least you do have something to fall back on. But you have to provide for yourself and for your future. And it's not really still about how much you make, but about your mentality around money and what you choose to spend it on.
All right. One more question.
Okay.
Because I know that Saturdays is a real sacrifice for you, and I thank you in advance for taking the time and sharing this valuable information. Okay, so your family is together, and you maybe make some arrangements where you can house together and save some money. Saving is part of the formula. Would you I noticed that you said that home ownership is so very important. Would you say that should be number one, as opposed to, let's say, maybe saving money to start a business? Which would you prioritize, the business, entrepreneurship, or getting the home?
Now, that's so interesting that you say that. Well, not everyone is geared for starting a business. I'm going to say that that's a personal decision. I mean, you still have to have, let's face it, you do have to have a roof over your head. So I'm going to say that home ownership should come first. However, if you're in an apartment and you have a great idea for a business, then go for it and then take, you know, what you earn to get the home. Now, I'll tell you an interesting story. I have some friends that I've known for a long time, and the wife was very entrepreneurial, and let's say the husband was more in terms of playing it safe. So they live in California, and they had a house, okay, and she had this great business idea. And she says to him, look, I think we need to sell the house to start the business. And he called me up, you know, his story. She wants to sell the house to start a business? How crazy is that? You know, so she did. They sold the house and they rented and she started the business and it ended up working out really well. Okay, so that's kind of whether you really have a good entrepreneurial idea. Of course, I have a strong belief in entrepreneurship, so I would never say, well, don't start your business, you know. So start, if you have an idea for a business, start the business, okay, and then put some of that proceeds that you make aside to get your house.
All right. You have been shared some very, very good information, and on that note of housing and home ownership, we are going to be delighted that we have Mr. Harris Walker, who might want to piggyback off of this whole housing movement and comments and share with us a little bit about his Healthy Homes Project. I recognize his extension in the queue. And thank you so much, Brenda Fogel.
You're welcome.
Please don't make yourself a strange.
Okay, I'll try.
I have to, but at any rate, we'll leave that alone. Okay, but at any rate, Mr. Harris Walker, I thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening and share with us. Let's you know, pick it up from this whole housing concern.
And mute me out, Mr. Hall, please.
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Fantastic. I'm calling you from the car because I had to listen to the show today. I'm actually at a birthday party. so I had sneak away. I caught most of it, though.
Okay.
I love the show. Ms. Fogel, she knows what she's talking about. And I want to really kind of expound a little bit on her. So let me introduce myself. I'm Harris Walker. I'm the CEO of Hand in Hand Foundation. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Environmental and children is our main mission. But basically, I couldn't help the children until I can help the parents. So we had to switch a little focus, not really switch focus, but add more to what we were going to do for children to encompass things that the parents need, like a house. A house.
All right.
Yes.
Everybody
needs a house. Yes. Okay.
That's right.
Now,
okay.
Any house can make you money. Any house can be a home. But before we can even start talking about a house, the first thing you need to start doing is gaining some financial knowledge. This is a financial decision, a major decision when you're talking about purchasing a house, whether you're the things that you have to get together, whether you're going to pay cash for the house, whether you're going to finance this house. Either way, it's a decision. Now, my houses, I was blessed enough to do the business part first and, and make enough money to be able to buy my houses cash. But, so I always got the best deal. But I always had a plan, too, a financial plan that when I walk away from this house, I'm in benefit. So to give you an example of what I'm talking about, I bought a house. I bought two houses in the year 2008. Two houses, estimated value was worth about $400,000. Houses cost me a total of $160,000 because I bought them on the courthouse steps. So just to take one house by itself. I rented this house out to the person. Understand me. I rented it out to the person who lost the home. Okay? I did not charge him some crazy rent. I asked him, honestly, how much were you paying to buy this home, to own this home? He said close to $1,800 a month. I did a quick calculation in my head, which I had already calculated well would rent it out for anyway. I said, well, if I rent this home out to you for $1,000 a year for the first year, 1 year contract, will that help you? See, because what you don't understand about this decision is that I pay cash for the house. It's my house. So the value of the house is actually worth more than what I paid for it. So I'm already ahead of the game. But then, on the second end, I'm helping a human being to live because he lost his house. So that means you're in debt. How can I help you live and benefit me at the same time? So to make a long story short, that house cost me $72,000 when I bought it. The average taxes were about $300 a year on it. He paid $1,000 a month for the first 2 years instead of the first 1 year. Then we raised it to $1,100 a month for the next 3.5 years. Do the math, you see I came out ahead of the house. Now, within this time, the house, like I said, was already ahead of its value. So I moved out of one of my bigger homes to get rid of that and move it and to downsize my way of living, which goes back to another thing that Ms. Fogel was talking about, wearing your wealth. You got to show everybody, got to have a big diamond ring. I got a friend who just paid $25,000 for an engagement ring. He's looking at a $75,000 wedding ring, and they're rocks. Look up diamonds, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. So, but he has the money to blow like that. You know, if he wants to blow it. He's not worried because his investments are major investments. So that's chump change. All right. So the thing is, you know, about this house has gained me between savings and actual income. That $72,000 investment has raised over $480,000. And the renter in 5.5 years paid for my home and gave me a profit. So I know how to work with money. Another thing that I wanted to mention was the Tron case and Clicksters. All right. Get into this knowledge. You can't have business knowledge without learning about money and business interests, what compounded interest is, how it works, etc. I can tell you how to get a 30-year note on a home and pay that home off in 23 years, and you don't pay no more each month than your regular payment because I understand how compounded interest works. And it's a real simple thing. And as a matter of fact, let me give that out to everybody so you can save some money. If you have, let's say your house note to buy your home is $1,500 a month. All right. So most people pay it after when they get that bill, that $1,500 a month. Well, you just gave them 28 days of compounded interest of your money. So if you take $750, exactly half, pay it every 2 weeks, you would save approximately 6.4 to 6.7 years, depending on where your interest rate is, in interest and payments. So figure it out based on the home that you own now. All right. So understanding how money works. Clicksters and Tron case are a way of earning money to earn money. Okay. So you invest a little bit of time to build that up if you want to do it that way, or do it to pay yourself back if you want to, and put that money into Tron. Because the digital revolution is coming. It's here. We're edging into that Star Trek world. And in that Star Trek world, you got to understand, I'm building for that Star Trek world. Everything that Hand in Hand Foundation, my nonprofit, everything that we do is not about today. It's about what's coming tomorrow and how you going to live then. How you going to live when technology take your job? Oops. How you going to live at the educational level that they have, at the cost of education today? All right. How you going to live when 60% of America is unemployed? Okay, so now, this change that we have coming now is not like any other change we ever had before. You have to understand.
Right.
This change
I'm glad you said that, Mr. Harris, because that's what people don't get about this term, transfer of wealth. It means that many persons are going to become very wealthy in this particular economy because of innovations in technology, because of cryptocurrency opportunities, that it's going to be a big transfer from poverty mm-hmm. to great wealth for many people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to have interrupted,
you're right.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Let's wrap because that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. It's happening now. If you look at it. Look at it now.
Yeah.
We still hollering about we want equality, which we really do because we still haven't got equal equality. But look at where we're moving. Look at the money that we possess, the financial power that we possess, even in the pandemic. Because we're known to get ours. We know how to survive with nothing.
That's right.
They taught
that's
us right. that, how to survive with nothing, with scraps. All right? So that's ingrained in one thing that's in us. But now to the today people, you're being denied. And you're lied to and you're being fooled and you're being I'm one of those people. I've been there. I had the big houses, the Rolls Royces, all that stuff. I retired at 31 years old. Okay, that should make you understand how much money I made legally and helped other people make money. Okay, so now what you got to understand is the importance of this. Money is the problem. And the only reason it's the problem is because of greed. You want people to see you driving that Rolls Royce. I didn't care about people seeing me. I wanted to actually drive and own a Rolls Royce. And my second Rolls Royce paid me more.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
I learned
what you just
from
said
the
about
first one.
Yeah, that money is the money is the problem. It's actually, if I can kind of add to that, it's both the problem and the solution, but
yep.
You don't want to be greedy. You don't have to be greedy, because if you have the right mindset, as Brenda Fogel was sharing with us, then as you have shared with us, everybody can eat, not just the people who have a lot of money, but everybody can sit at the table and eat, and this is what
what people don't understand, if everybody can eat together at the same table, means everybody is rich. Not everybody
right.
is poor.
Right.
Not everybody is poor. We have 330 million Americans. Out of that, 170 million adults. We have, just in cash reserve, paper money and coins, over $6 trillion. Electronic money, I don't even have that many zeros. I don't even want to count that many commas. Okay, so understand, electronic money has been here ever since the first electronic transfer. Ever since the first wire transfer from point A to point B, it has been a digital money. Now, as you will slowly see, and you notice it during the pandemic, how people ran out of change. They needed change.
Right,
okay,
right.
Please. Okay, they want you to pay by card and change. Well, there's three reasons to that now. First thing, sometimes paying by card, you got to pay a little extra fee. That adds to the bottom line. You see, so where you think they're losing, they're actually gaining a little extra money. I hated at Arco, but Arco is worth it because worth the 35 cents. But there, you got to understand, in this business world, this is why I didn't want a businessman as a president. I don't care if it wasn't Trump, because a businessman's job, a CEO, a person who's a businessman, their job is to make money. And most of them, especially at a certain age and been doing this all their life, this is all they know. So privatized prisons, the reason why they were so full, because they made money. The CEO had to make money or he's going to lose his job. So his job is to keep them jails full, whatever way they can. See, greed destroys everything. So the only way I could figure that since we can't get rid of money, that root of the evil, because if we could get rid of money, 90% of crime would actually stop today. 90%. Because drugs would stop because there's no money in it. Illegal drugs.
Right.
You know, everything that people do illegally for money would stop because it's gone now. Now you got to do your part. So we look at the things as far as today. We look at today's eyes. That's what I'm saying, these young people today. And I mean young people. I'm talking about you 40-year-olds. Y'all youngsters to me. 50-year-olds, you're still a little youngster. But everybody under there, understand you have been lied and fooled to. Look at all these basketball players, professional sports players, who had hundreds of millions of dollars, driving the big cars, the big houses. Jordan still can't sell his house. He still can, 56, still can't sell his. There's mansions. Go on YouTube and look at abandoned mansions. So
right,
understand me.
Nobody can afford them, right?
Well, no, there's a lot of people who really can't afford them, but why would they want somebody's used house for that price? That's for the one who thinks that's good. But see, and then understanding the value of a house, the value of a house isn't how much it's worth. It's that it's over your head. It's a roof over your head. And it's a lifetime expense. So the faster you can reduce that cost, the better. So that goes into hand in hand. And then I got to jump back into what Ms. Fogel, because Ms. Fogel said a lot of good stuff. But
yes, she did, yeah.
Yeah. People should be, I hope they're recording and listening to this, because this is real. But we're looking at a project, the Healthy Homes Project. If you go to Hand Foundation, Google that, you will come up, or HHF Mall with a space in between it. HHF Space Mall, our website would come up. Go to the Hand in Hand Healthy Homes Project. I'm looking at not just a stronger home, safer home, but an actual healthier home that will reduce your living cost, not just your rental cost or your purchase cost. So a home that can be 100% off-grid, power, water, you don't pay for it no more. So if you didn't have to pay that monthly $200-$300 for the average couple, it usually shoot up higher if we got kids, and the larger your property or whatever you're in, you're paying this for now on. And see, this is how they got you. This is what I call forever money. As long as you're alive, you need these things. You need some power. You need lights. You really need a roof, and you need clean water.
Right.
Okay.
Just like
so,
she mentioned that her hot water heater, but in your healthy homes, there would be no need for a hot water heater. Am I correct?
Well, there's a hot water heater, but if one goes out, the other one still works.
Okay.
So each hot water heater is independent. It's modular to each. Every bathroom has its own heating source. Every water source.
Right.
So if you have, so if even like the showers, everything else. So it's used. So in a three, let's say a two bathroom home, you got one in the kitchen, main one for the kitchen. You got one in each bathroom.
Right. In other words,
so
if
one
like
goes
a,
out, they're interchangeable.
Yeah. Right, it's a newer technology in terms of it's not one big tank in the basement, right? It's a whole different type of technology. Okay, gotcha. I want our listeners to get this, to hear this. All right, we're talking about a home that is more cost effective, that is healthier, that is cheaper. You know, so if you have a mortgage, you'll have a smaller mortgage, which can be paid off faster. All right. We're also talking about, this is very important, shopping, online shopping. He has a mall consisting of over close to 300 stores. Maybe it's over. I don't know. But at any rate, close to 300 stores. So including Amazon. All right. So if you're going to do some online shopping, patronize Mr. Harris's mall. Brothers and sisters, we have to support each other. And I just want to share with you that Brenda Fogle, who just got on, we talked this morning, and she said, Greg, I need some N95 masks. So I said, okay, well, go to Mr. Harris's mall. And she did that, and she went to Amazon, and she got the mask, you know what I'm saying? And I'm here in here in Georgia, I have no transportation, so I said to myself, I have to rent a car at least twice a month to do my shopping and to get around. And, okay, I can go to HH, which stands for Hand in Hand Foundation Mall. All right, folks, please, let's do this. You're going to be buying stuff at these different places, stores online or even offline or whatever. Go to the mall and support the mall. All right, go ahead. To be continued. Go ahead, Mr. Harris.
Okay. So
I had to put that plug in for you.
the plug for the mall. Hey, the mall is a beautiful. Hey, I'll be honest with you. We had to use the mall because at this party, we had to order a tent for the party. So we ordered the tent. Most of the stuff we ordered from the mall. And everything came early. So I'm blessed, including my Madden controller I broke. But everything came early, so I love it. And we saved some money, saved a little extra.
Right. We have our queue is beginning to fill up a little bit, so I want to bring in some of the other callers. And is something another point of, that you wanted to share with us briefly?
Well, I just want to tell people, let's work together. Group funding, okay, that's one of the most important things that she said. She was talking about generational funding. But it doesn't have to be in your generation. If you have, there's contracts, partnerships.
Yeah.
There's contracts and partnerships. But I'm talking generational wealth too, but I'm talking on a major level. Instead of you just owning your house and passing it down, what about this community over here? That you were part of this community. So as long as that community is functioning, you're getting a check, even after you're gone. that that community is still here. You see, so building communities will enrich all of us, especially this type of community. But I definitely want to say thank you. I love the show. I hung in here. They've actually been to the car about four times trying to see. But it was very important because this is very important. Home ownership, I want everybody to own a home. You see, so that's what that. So I, when I heard that, I said, "Yeah, I got to listen to the whole thing." So hey, I hope everybody have a blessed day. God bless everybody. But take some time and start learning about financial instruments. Learn about interest. Learn about how money works, and learn about Tron Case, because we can take that over and make that our money.
All right, right, right. And let me share this with the audience. What he was talking about, when you talk about community wealth, let's say, for example, in your community, you might have a bakery, you might have a shoe store. In other words, all these different things that make up the community, why not everybody have a piece of that action? So that it's like, you know, this can generate – definitely can keep the wealth going from one generation to the next, because everything that you need and that you, where you patronize, you might have a piece of the action. I mean, is that kind of what you were, you know, stating?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay, this is really, really great. Let me see. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Harris. Keep calling in, keep listening, keep spreading the word. You know, I'm so glad that you did mention the Clicksters, because as I was sharing last night and when I called into Dr. Robinson's show, that many people do not get it. They don't get the fact that this can help you get in position, even though the Clicksters, you know, it's like free money, although it's a small amount of free money. But what it does in terms of positioning you can be worth a ton of money when people just understand it. I know that we have, I believe we have Mr. Shalik Reed on the line. I'm going to open up his mic, and maybe he might have some comments that he'd like to share. All right, but we want to keep, we want to ask
mine.
Everyone. We,
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'll mute you. Yeah, okay. Everyone, to keep it brief, because we only have about 35 minutes left, so we want everyone to have a chance to say whatever they'd like to say, and, you know, we will just keep it rolling, okay?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Brother Reed, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Any comments, questions, statements?
No, I just want to just basically make a statement and make it brief. I want to thank you and thank the representative of H&F Moore. But yes, financial literacy is very important, and I just encourage all the listeners out there today to continue to listen in to the show and stay tuned in to the information pertaining to Clicksters. It is definitely a challenge for me out here in the fields trying to get people to sign up, man. I've never had a challenge, to be brief. I've never had a challenge like this before, where people will not even sign up, and it costs them nothing. You know, I'm telling them that it's free, and they're actually saying that I don't have the time, I don't have 10 minutes. I'm saying 10 minutes, and you're standing here talking to me for 10 minutes. So basically, to make a long story short, I just want to encourage all the listeners. I'm out here in the fields. I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm promoting the Clicksters app, and I'm promoting and telling everyone that, yes, this is a great opportunity. In fact, I received good news that I myself have been receiving passive income from me being a part of the Clicksters program. So I'm so elated about this event that, you know, I just want to continue to share it more. So I just want to just be brief, and I'm on my job, and I just want to just continue to just spread the message. I'm actually looking towards buying for myself T-shirts so that I can actually pass them out and take portions of those funds to actually promote it and take it up to a notch. So I just want to thank everyone here for listening, and thank you, Mr. Hall, for inviting me for the opportunity to even spread the message. So there are other people that are interested, and I believe that their example will spread like wildfire and like a pandemic to get other people on board. So thank you. Thank you very much. And with that said,
right. You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling in. I want to say that I'm always I have a very creative mind, and I'm thinking of ways in which to make this whole sharing process, you know, more workable and more doable. So I'm going to be producing some videos. I'm actually going to be starting a home business opportunity, you know, for certain people, some of which I will actually fund the cost. It will cost certain persons nothing, and you might be in that category, will be, and for a home business opportunity, because
as you know, I've just completed the for everyone that's listening, I just completed film production and editing course, just the production portion, and I'll be getting involved with the editing aspect. So yes, we will definitely stay connected and networking, and I'm looking forward for that. So I'll speak to you another time about that, but we'll speak about that. But thank you.
Right. And to the listening audience, as I shared at the beginning of the show, I am about to begin to do some marketing. Now, let me just share with you, I'm not as financially strong as Ron Robinson, okay? You know, I know he can hear what I'm saying, but I'm getting there slowly but surely. But I do believe that my point is that, okay, I took my little stimulus money last year, made a good investment in the cryptocurrencies at the right time, and so now I'm going to what we call scale. You know, and scaling means start small and keep going up and up and up. And because I do believe that the idea of helping people to grow with little or nothing has awesome potential and fits right in with what Dr. Winborn is doing in terms of self-reparations. I'm a dot connector. We've got, you know, Dr. Winborn in the self-reparations program, and you've got Coach Brown talking about the family, and you've got Mr. Harris talking about housing. Housing is so essential, food, clothing, and shelter, and we just need to connect these dots. And so I spend a lot of time just thinking. But at the end of it, to make a long story short, we can do it if we work together, if we support each other. All right. Now, let me see. Time sure flies when you're having fun. I want to, as I always do, play this little commercial, take a little commercial break, and let me see. Wow, my I'm going to tell you what really happened. I accidentally spilt some liquid on my keyboard, and everything is sticking. So, Dr. Robinson, would you please play your Legal Shield commercial, and then you know, have a few words to say about that, as well as your public service announcement.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
All right,
yes,
Dr. Robinson.
Yes. I want to thank Mr. Hall for his generosity in saying how my that I got money, but I must say 50 years, my father used to say blood, sweat, and tears money. My money's blood, sweat, and tears money for 50 years working hard. And I made some misses. I made some goals, but God is good. You know, you stick with God, you work in his plan, and you help others, and you shall see the prosperity and the good health. Legal Shield is a great opportunity. We live in a society. We live in a society that's structured as a government, but people don't understand. It's a corporate structure, and the corporate structure, there's a lot of legality, there's a lot of laws, there's a lot of provisions and policies in that kind of structure, and that's how America's set up. So you got all types of laws. You got federal laws cover all the whole state. You got state laws. You got city laws. You got municipality considerations. So we live in a society of laws. And then when you talk about products and services, you got consumer laws. So in this consistency of laws, you could end up every year the laws changes. And a lot of times they don't do like they used to do. Tell you when new laws come in the new year, they give you a breakdown. They're not doing that no more. So you can end up violating the law and not know it. Prepaid Legal was there to protect you. One of the main things I like about Prepaid Legal, all the law firms are the largest law firms in every state. So when you think about the law firms in your state and you go check on them and see which is the largest, nine times out of 0.9, it's going to be the largest law firm in your state. And they do wonderful things. They give you open house. They give you legal instruction. You can go to the open house and meet the attorneys. Get to know them on a one-on-one basis. Get to know the paralegals. Get to know the legal secretaries. Get to know even the representatives that pick up the phone when you ask for services. I had a situation where I had a contract, and I didn't know what was the language in the contract because it was, you know, it was very small. It was a whole bunch of information because I deal in a lot of financial stuff. So I deal in a lot of contractual stuff every day. And I submitted to my prepaid legal lawyer. He read it over for me. He told me my rights. He told me what was good in the contract and what was bad. And then he made the adjustments to make sure that I was represented well in that contract. And I submitted it back to my associates, and we made the amendments. Products. You buy products. They come damaged. Things. You have a car. The car is a lemon. You got problems. They didn't tell you it was a water damaged car, you know, and you find that out later and you need the lemon law will protect you to get your money back. But you need a lawyer to send a letter to that particular company that sold you that car, and they take it seriously, especially when they hear it's a big law firm. Okay. The letters, I've had letters sent to different companies where they sold me faulty equipment or goods. And when they saw the letter from the law firm, they sent me back my money or they replaced the item. So having and another thing is too, the great thing that I took advantage of, I'm from South Carolina, but I live in Connecticut. I went to South Carolina, I got a moving violation which I thought was wrong, but I didn't have the time to go back to Connecticut, go back to South Carolina for the date of the court date to be there on time. So what I did is I called Prepaid Legal, and Prepaid Legal said, you don't have to come back to South Carolina. We'll have an attorney go represent you in court, which they did, and I won the case. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to win the case, but sometimes you win the case or the ticket is reduced to a smaller figure, which helps save you money. So your kids go to college, and things happen. Especially in today's society, there's a lot of abuse by the law enforcement, you know, so things happen. Your kids are protected. You know, they're 1,000 miles, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 miles away at college, and something happens. You're not there to represent them or help them, but they have 24 hours, 7 days a week, 25 days in the year protection, okay? You have an identification card. If a cop stops you, you have a card that says, I am represented by a lawyer 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. If you're going to retain me, arrest me, or keep me, or whatever the other terms are, Let me call my lawyer. Let me call my lawyer. I have representation, and you do have representation in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Canada. So I'm just saying, you know, to have that level of representation is great for $24 a month. I mean, it's fantastic. You know what I'm saying? You can also incorporate. You can also get a policy for your company, which will cover all your employees. I have that for my company and my employees, because if they go out and do something wrong, I want to be protected, because people will sue you before you can say Jackie Robinson. So it's great. The prepaid legal is great, but you got to go seek it out for yourself and see how it benefits you. The other thing is that you can become a representative like myself, and you can also sell policies and stuff like that, and you can make a good amount of money off of that as well. Okay, now I'm going to talk to you about the clean energy bill that's coming out, $2.7 trillion Harris. Well, not Harris, but Biden-Harris. See, I'm one Harris already. Biden-Harris is getting ready to put this bill out for this clean energy. It's going to go through all the 50 states. They're going to redo everything differently. The power sources and systems going to be changed. The environment is going to be changed 100%. The jobs are going to be available. They're going to be at least, they said, 100,000 to 300,000 jobs available across the country. So we want, and plus the monies will go into the poor communities, economic development, the poor communities. They will also put money into the colleges and universities, where they're going to pay full tuition for kids who study to become professional and get a degree in this type of new energy, okay? And we want the HBCUs, the historical black colleges, to get this money too, because most of our young black kids in colleges today get an extreme economic depravity and have a hard time paying back the bills, kind of hard time. You know, black people have a hard time finding a job, a professional job, after you graduate from university and college, and I can say that from experience. It's very difficult finding a job, and these loans and these other bills from your studies accumulating while you're not working and you're not finding a job. Those bills will not stop coming in. So a lot of young black sisters and brothers find themselves in a very difficult situation. So this is a way to help them in that particular area. Also,
Dr. Robinson,
I
just want to ask a question before I forget. In terms of the budget, this overall budget, does it include monies for job training? And that training, does one have to be college level to, you know, I mean, if there is any monies for training of these jobs, do you have to be a college graduate, you know, to be eligible for the training?
No, I would say this. They're going to be contractors and subcontractors, right, in the community that's going to be doing this work. So they will be hiring people as well, as general labor and skilled labor in the construction area. So that would be available as well. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something I forgot to mention. So the jobs will come through when the contractors, the general contractors and subcontractors get these big contracts from the government to do this grill change, to do this solar system, to develop these systems, and plus the farmers are going to be given money to do solar farms. So all of these people are going to do what? They're going to hire people to work for them. So through that particular entity, that's how they'll get work. But the kids in the universities and the colleges, they're going to teach them this skill. Be it a kid that's studying architectural design, a kid that's studying engineering, or a kid that really in liberal arts and don't know what he wants, or he or she was wants, what they want to do, and they can take this up and look at it and take up a position and get a skill, get training, get a degree, associate's, a bachelor's, master's, whatever, in this particular type of field.
Right. Okay, yeah, I just wanted to, because
the other thing I want to say too, very quickly, Mrs. Helena Owens is still looking for people for $20 an hour, irregardless of your experience and background. Okay, she's still looking for people to come on board. So please give her a call at 718-504-6861. 718-504-6861. Miss Helena Owens, tell her you heard this information on the Gregory Hall Show, and you'll get hired immediately. So don't miss out on that as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. Oh. I just remember getting old here. Don't the website for the clean energy bill and to sign the petition is positivechangepc.org. POSITIVE change, CHANGE, P like Peter, C like cat, .com. And you go to that website and you can study and understand what clean energy is about, how the government started it. This guy has a lot of research on that website as well. And plus, you go to the petition, you sign it, so we can submit it to the government that we want our portion of this economic development opportunity. Because we put Biden in the office, we put him in there, and we need to get some kind of just desserts. Yeah. So thank you very much.
All right. This all sounds great. I want to close out by maybe I'm going to open up all the mics, and I want to focus on marketing ideas. If you have any ideas in terms of marketing, in other words, because that's where I'm at in terms of my vision of Reap More Network, we want to now start marketing. And so I have some ideas, but perhaps, you know, they always say two heads are better than one. I definitely want to focus on word of mouth as well as internet marketing, using, you know, people just to spread the word, because I think there's a big connection between the internet and word of mouth anyway, that they kind of go hand in hand. So I'm just curious, as I said, all the mics are open, the persons that are left in the queue, if anyone has any marketing ideas in terms of us getting the word out. Now, what do we want to get the word out about? Here is my vision. My vision is that a situation in which even if you have little or limited resources, where you can progressively go from one level to the next, right? Now, as you make money, as you progress, you would agree to spend back or share back at least 7.5% of additional monies that you have made. Now, the idea is that these additional monies, or your, you know, financial status, or what you actually get out of it monetarily, will keep increasing as we go into, you know, new areas of profit. So you agree to spend back 7.5% out of every $100. That would be $7.50. Of that $7.50, $5 would be of your discretion. You could spend it wherever you want. You would be encouraged to keep it in the family, spending it with those persons, those businesses that are part of the Reap More Network. The 2.5% Reap More Network would have discretion as to where it is spent. Now, some persons who may not see the picture, in other words, because there will be some businesses that for whatever reason are not getting as much patronage as others. So if the corporate Reap More Network has control over this 2.5%, then we can then shift monies to persons who are not being as patronized as others, but realizing that the businesses have a great advantage because of the fact that their people who know about them is growing and growing and growing, exponential growth, which is why part of the formula will definitely be network marketing. So if you're an entrepreneur, you have goods and service to sell, your audience, which you want to sell to, is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So entrepreneurs can have a double opportunity to make money. They can make money by way of selling their own wares, goods and services, as well as the very
network marketing system itself. Because of that privilege that the businesses can have, like a double opportunity to make money, they will then be required. I didn't stutter. They will be required to contribute back, to share back to certain funds, which will help the whole community. All right, so this is kind of like my basic idea and my basic strategy that I now want to begin to market. So in a few minutes, basically we have about 7 minutes left, does anyone have any ideas that might contribute to that overall, concept and overall, specifically things that I might do, that I might consider doing, that would help market what I've just shared with you? Anyone? Any ideas, any comments, any statements about what I just shared? All right.
Well,
is quiet.
Well, you know, the thing. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay. Marketing to me took on a lot of different levels right now. People have been marketing, communicating for years, and we know that the one specific method that always works is mouth to mouth. You know what I'm saying? Direct.
Okay, word of mouth, right.
Connection. You know, people telling people. Now, we come up to now, we got the social media thing going on. We got the high technology, how we internets and other technology, how we communicate with people. And people get on these social networks. One of my son's girlfriend has started a YouTube thing, simple thing, and she was just telling girls about makeup. She was just saying, she had this thing she started saying, new out of the bag. It's called new out the bag, and all she would do is buy new makeup and put it on and say, oh, you know, this one feels good, this one feels bad, da 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 da. And she built a following across the country of 650,000 people on YouTube. And now she has a podcast, and she's making six figures doing that, okay? And all she does is just buy different makeup and tell people about it. And she does this on a regular basis on a YouTube TV, which anybody can go and open up and start a daily show where you just expose people to different things, whether it's cars, clothes, watches, hair styles, or whatever it is. And, you know, and it just amazed me that people would patronize such a simplistic thing. You know, there's people out there for everything. Like you said before, Greg, there's people out there millions of people, in the 300 something million people in this country, and there's at least a million people to 10 million to 15 million people who need some service, some information, and they're willing to participate and pay for it. You just got to get the word out there. So I'm not, it's amazing to me how kids build so much on these. Facebook has a section where you can go for free and sell items. You can take pictures of items and put it on for sale. In that area, a lot of people do multi-level marketing. They put their multi-level marketing companies on their Facebook. It's like a Facebook information thing. It's like a billboard where you're putting out information, and that's free. You know, and there's
yeah,
I'm
let
sure
me ask you something, Dr. Robinson. Yeah. Do you
Hello?
Think it was? Yeah.
Hello.
Somebody trying to get your attention.
Okay,
yeah,
I believe I can recognize the voice, Brother Shilly.
Yeah,
did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to share on what Dr. Robinson was saying. As you had already known, you and I had discussed that, and we're actually putting something together on that. But I wanted to also tell you that. Well, tell the people that are listening is that Clicksters is a million-dollar idea, which in terms of what I mean by that is that it allows individuals to sponsor themselves in ads. So what I wanted to introduce to you was the fact that since I deal with entertainment and local artistry and individuals who make hip-hop and beats, I can actually, as an example of being a person who markets and promotes Clicksters program, I can actually sponsor these individuals in the form of, by utilizing social media platform and YouTube to help them to promote their brand as well as Clicksters and sponsor them, because I'll be doing the interviews and I'll be basically, you know, utilizing those cost-efficient platforms with the use of a cost-efficient I can actually use a camera to actually do the actual YouTube program. So it's like that was a
Let me ask you something. Let me because we only have a few minutes. What would be the draw? Would it be that these persons are being filmed? Would you write a song? Or I mean, what would be something that I mean? What would be the hook in terms of
the hook? The hook is that most of the individuals, see, because as we know, there's levels to, you know, capitalism. So what happens is that on an urban level, these people already, since they're already urban or local talent, they already have followers on social media. And so what happens is the hook is that they're actually financially educating their peer group about Clicksters program, as well as showcasing their talent on a platform to help to get their name, to spread their word about their business and how they are being sponsored by a legitimate company in terms of financial literacy is concerned. You see, that's
okay,
the whole
but you mentioned, you used the word platform, Shalik. What would the platform be? Would it be YouTube videos?
It would be YouTube, Facebook, as well as Instagram, as well as Snapchat. These are all cost-efficient platforms that people use daily. They spend 10 minutes or more conversating mostly about just spreading the word about their own, about personal things, gossip, and so on and so forth. I just wanted to be brief, but I'll speak to you about that
after
the show.
You and I will have to have some private conversations because, as I said, I'm ready to take things to the next level. If it means I have to spend a few dollars, I'll borrow it from Dr. Robinson. So,
yeah, I'm gonna borrow some stuff too from Dr. Robinson. I'm glad you mentioned that as well. Thank you for sharing.
My six kids definitely on a good line.
I'm gonna borrow some money from Dr. Robinson and he will help me in this marketing. But at any rate, we have just about run out of time. I think we had a good show, information wise, and I like to I like to open up the mics and hear what other, you know, what ideas other people have. And I said, you and I will have to have some private conversations in terms of taking it to the next level. I hate when things are just stagnant. We should always be progressive.
You know what's interesting right now? I'm actually live on Facebook right now as we speak, broadcasting live from my home by utilizing the phones, and I'm live speaking about the Clicksters program to you. So, Mr. Gregory Hall, you know, we're on Facebook right now live, and we're actually, you know, you, me, and Dr. Robinson, and we're actually talking about Clicksters and financial investment. And basically this is where it starts, you know. So it's just taking a step forward in the right direction, and this will be posted as soon as the broadcast is over. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay,
this,
great.
People are listening right now as we speak that we're live. So I won't know until after the show is over how many people have actually tuned in, but I'll be sending links about Clicksters as I have been doing thus so far about my project Neo Clicksters, which is first, and Blog Talk Radio /NeoNation, which is 347.
Right. Okay.
1711. Thank you.
Okay. Let me see. In a few minutes, let me just give a rundown of the other shows. Okay. Tomorrow, Sunday, we have the Ethiopian World Federation with Sister Sadie Gomez. Monday, we have Queen Amina and Alice in Wonderland, and Queen Amina knows a little bit about everything, politics, social, health, whatever. Please check her out on Mondays. The time is the same for all the shows, 7 to 9. The telephone number is the same, 347-857-1311. Tuesday, we have the very successful entrepreneur, Sister Sharon Steele, and the Business Girlfriends Network. And she's going to tell you all about all kind of ways to make money and crypto opportunities. Her and I are on the same page when it comes to the crypto stuff. All right. So, and then on Wednesday, we have Coach Reverend Morrell Brown, who, of course, discusses the importance of the family. And, of course, she's the author of a great book, which you have to get your copy if you haven't, The Unending Love of a Father. And then on Thursday, we have our brother Jaquan Diaz, you know, discussions with him. And, of course, Mr. Chalik Reed tunes in on that. You know, he also, you know, has some a part to play in kind of like being, you know, just not necessarily
just
co-host, but I can't think of the word guest host or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, Friday we have the Black Billionaire Business Club with Dr. Ron Robinson, of course, Brother Chalik Robinson.
And that's Chalik. That's Chalik's show. I'm the sidekick.
No, you ain't getting out of this one, man. You ain't getting out of this one, man. You going in
all right. But at any rate, we have had a great show. We want to ask everyone to tune in next week. Tell a friend, tell five friends. Be safe and tune in again next week. All right. We want to close out with our closing number. Come together. Let's see. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. For their young sister in South Africa, for their young brother in Nigeria, for my brothers and sisters in New York City, God is still in the healing business. Let's come together